اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء، وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء، وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء، وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء، وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء، وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء، وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء، وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء، وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء، اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها، اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت وكم من عثار وقيت وكم من مكروه دفعت وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامره فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي في قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرام في على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعدما انطوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج بي لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة ما كذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثوره يسير بقاؤه قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه؟ ولا يخفف عن أهله لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك، وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني يا إلهي صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين يا غاية آمال العارفين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين ويا إله العالمين، أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك؟ يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجر زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك، فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما وما كانت لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأن تجل ثناؤك، قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من علي أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيته وبفضلك سترته، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلته أو إحسان فضلته أو بر نشرته أو رزق بسطته أو ذنب تغفطئ تزوره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا، حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا، وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من علي معولي، يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي، يا ربي يا ربي يا يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. قو على خدمتك جوارحي، واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي، وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك، حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأريده ومن كادني فكيده واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاح البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقام يا نور المستوحشين في الظلم يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. صلوا على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. We express our condolences on the occasion of the Shahada of Imam al-Hadi. Of course, this was a few days ago. We express our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time and then to all the followers and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, to you, brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that we're able to appreciate the efforts, the hardships, the struggles, the jihad that our imams in general, Imam al-Hadi in particular, went through to guide us, to provide a guidance for us that lasted all these centuries. And the words of these imams, the behavior of these imams, the conduct of the imams, both the recording of it so that we know what they said and what they did, and also their existence and their presence while they were physically present in this physical and material world, and afterwards with their spiritual presence in this material world. We hope that we're able to appreciate all of that and to move in the direction that they gave us. What I want to discuss tonight, and I feel because of the attacks of the enemies of Islam on tashayyu' in regards to this topic, they do so, they have been doing so, they have been attacking this aspect of tashayyu', true tashayyu', the irfani tashayyu', the tashayyu' of Amirul Mu'mineen, the tashayyu' of the Prophet of Islam, the tashayyu' of Fatima al-Zahra, the tashayyu' of Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn, the 12 imams, the tashayyu' of the imam of our time. It's under attack, obviously, we know, from different dimensions, from different aspects, whatever they can do. But there's certain areas that they find to be more dangerous to them. And those are areas that are more effective in us being able to move in the direction that the Ahlul Bayt want. So there's more attacks on them. One of the areas that we see constant attack on from the enemies of Islam, outside of the boundaries of Islam, and the enemies of Islam in the cloak of Muslimin, in the cloak of Shia, in the cloak of PhD holders, these stupid, mindless creatures, and that is not an insult, that is trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Otherwise, I should call them Abalis, I should call them Shayateen, I should call them the devil himself in the cloak of Muslimin, in the cloak of Shia. They call themselves, or they used to identify as Shia. What is this aspect of tashayyu' that is relevant to Imam al-Hadi? It's Ziyara Jami'ah Kabira. Every now and then, some idiot steps up and starts attacking this ziyarah. Why? Because this ziyarah contains material that is important for our guidance at a level that if we apply this level of guidance, if we apply and take on board the guidance found in Ziyarah Jami'ah Kabira, the way we'll be able to connect to the Ahlul Bayt, and the way we'll be able to ascend spiritually, and the firmness we will have in faith, and the firmness we will have on the path, will make us unwavering against the enemies of Islam, and therefore, of course, they should be afraid of this. Once a Shia grabs a hold of Hablullah al-Mateen, وَصِرَاطَهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ the Ahlul Bayt Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, in the true sense of the word, connecting to them, understanding who they are, once you have that real connection, then of course you'll become closer and more similar to Ali ibn Abi Talib. You'll become closer and more similar to Husayn ibn Ali. You'll become closer and more similar to every one of the Ahlul Bayt who were the strongest against the enemies of Islam. And no matter what the enemies of Islam did, they failed against the work of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And today, whatever progress we see in the Muslim world, the Islamic revolution, the movement of Imam Khomeini, after him the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei, it's all because these figures have been on this path. They have been the imams of, the leaders of a tashayyu' under the guidance and representing the 12th imam through the teachings and the guidance found in Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira. Imam Khomeini is Imam Khomeini because of Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira. Ayatollah Khamenei is Ayatollah Khamenei because of Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira. Because they understood, they believed in exactly every single word that Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira has. This is a very valuable ziyarah. This is the understanding we need to have of the Ahlul Bayt. Anything less than this is not the Ahlul Bayt. We have a misunderstanding. We have a shortcoming, a deficiency about who the Ahlul Bayt are. Every now and then there's an attack on this. Like, oh, this is, I just recently saw, and I'm still furious. And this is Mal'oon, Dr. Surush, La'natullah alayh. The one who denies the prophethood of the Prophet because he denies a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even believe in God. These are all using language that sounds religious, sounds whatever. He doesn't believe in anything. Like, oh, tashayyu didn't used to be like this. Tashayyu, they believed in them. I'm just, inshallah, Allah guide him. I don't know. And from what I read in the book, Crisis and Consolidations, it said, Mudarrisi in Princeton University, if he doesn't repent from what he has written, he's going to be in hell, burning in hell. That's exactly what he says. He suggests, oh, tashayyu' used to believe that the imams are ulama abrar. Ulama abrar? Ulama abrar means righteous believers. Righteous believers. Righteous believers. This is the reason why I mentioned this earlier, this I think last week. But why is this relevant to Imam al-Hadi? Imam al-Hadi is not only the one that gave us Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira. Imam al-Hadi, along with Imam al-Jawad, if not Imam al-Hujjah, which he as well. But there's more to Imam al-Hujjah, the Imam of our time, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. But Imam al-Jawad and Imam al-Hadi, the first ones. Not only did he present this teaching, but with his existence as an imam, he proved exactly what is said in Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira. If any fool, if any enemy of Islam tries to present to us that this is not tashayyu', this was added on by the exaggerists, the ghulat, calling this the manifest of ghulub, La'natullah alayhim, whoever says this, the best and the greatest and the clearest reason for what Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira says is true is Imam al-Hadi salamullah alayhi himself, Imam al-Jawad himself. Who in the world could be an imam at age 8 if imam simply meant ulama abrar? Age 8, what would a person who has all the PhDs in the world, if it was even a genius, as they call someone who has all these abilities to process what they're taught, they can pick up things really quickly, that's a genius. You got to learn something, an 8-year-old. What does an 8-year-old know of imam? An 8-year-old that processes even the most complex things as some genius, very intelligent person, an ordinary intelligent person, not someone who's spiritually an imam, someone who receives guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone that angels go to. If it's just an ordinary person, even if they know all of what's there in the books, if there were, what books? Where do they learn this? Where do they learn Islam, the tafsir of the Quran, the sayings of the Prophet? all those things in a way that none of their words, from age 8 all the way in his 50s, none of his words contradicts one another and is different than the other. And none of his words and none of his behavior conflicts with and contradicts his father's sayings, who was also again at age 8, the Imam. What are these people trying to take away from us? Why do they sound like they're reasonable? This is the stupidest thing that anyone could say. Oh, this is ghulu. This is not from the Ahlul Bayt. This is from this source or that source. They added this. How can you believe in the Imamah of Imam al-Hadi? Believe in the Imamah of Imam al-Jawad? If you claim you're Shia, say I'm not Shia. If you don't want to accept them, say just announce to the world, I'm not Shia. Don't say tashayyu' is not this. This is tashayyu'. This is tashayyu'. This is tashayyu'. Don't say tashayyu' wasn't this. No, tashayyu' was this from day one. Tashayyu' was this from the time of the Prophet. Tashayyu' was this from the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Tashayyu' is this from the time of Imam al-Mujtaba, from the time of Imam al-Husayn. Tashayyu' has not changed. Tashayyu' is not, this is tashayyu'. The Imam al-Jawad, that is an Imam at age 8. Imam al-Hadi, who is an Imam at age 8. He's the Imam. His word, he's muftarad al-ta'a. An 8-year-old tells you, this apple I will split in half. This half is halal, the other half is haram. That's how he's going to be our Imam. Meaning, what he says is going to be wajib in that way. An 8-year-old? Is this a joke? Is this some form of monarchy that there's royal blood that, oh, just because he's the son, he becomes this? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created Jesus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, in the Quran this is mentioned, he's only a day or two old, or a few days old, the one when he speaks to the people, when he speaks to his mother, he's being born, he's in the process of birth. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. He speaks to his mother, then a day or two, a few days, I don't know exactly how much after that, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Jesus spoke. It wasn't just a baby that moved his mouth around and he didn't understand what he's saying. No, he understands what he's saying. إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. It's not a tape recorder. It's not an it. It's a he. He understands what he's saying. He's just been born. This is ghulu. This is the Quran. You're denying the Quran when you say Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is ghulu. Because Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is the only way you can accept imams as being such. It's based on that explanation. Based on that, those attributes, based on the guidance from them about who they are, it's only then that it will make sense that an 8-year-old can be the imam that will guide spiritually all the people. We have a hadith, I believe it's regarding Imam al-Jawad, but this concept, Ali ibn Ja'far, this great pious, he is an alim and he's bar, yes, he's righteous. He's a righteous alim. He was a student of his brother, Imam Musa al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, Musa ibn Ja'far. Ali ibn Ja'far is his brother, but he was raised by Imam al-Kadhim and taught by Imam al-Kadhim. There's a book, Masailu Ali ibn Ja'far. He had compiled a book, and we don't have the actual book with us, but pretty much all the accounts there have been recorded in the various other books like Al-Kafi, Man La Yahduruhu Al-Faqih, and so on and so forth. Wasail al-Shi'a, one of the later compilations of hadith. Ali ibn Ja'far, an old man, white beard, sitting with his students, his pupils, Imam al-Jawad walks in, he stands, he moves towards him, bends, kisses his hand, brings him and puts him in his seat. And all, these people don't know, apparently, or they didn't understand. And they said to him, he said, oh, this is a child, you're an old man, you have students, alim, this, that. He said, if God wants to give more honor to this face that doesn't have a beard compared to this white beard, who am I? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this 8-year-old an imam. He is an imam. At age 8, doesn't matter. They are different. Same with Jesus and Yahya. These two examples in the Quran. They're different. Imam al-Hadi salamullah alayhi, he gave us Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira. Read it. Assalamu alaykum ya ahla bayt an-nubuwah wa mawdi' ar-risala. They are mawdi' ar-risala. The risala of the rasul is the prophet in that bayt an-nubuwah, in the house of nubuwah. This household, the Ahlul Bayt, are the ones worthy of being part of the house of the Nabi. And not the Nabi, but Nubuwwah. Nubuwwah is prophethood. Prophethood is not about a person. It's a position, it's a rank. Nubuwwah. They are Ahl, they are part of the house of Nubuwwah. They are Mawdi', they are where the Risala is the mission. The message or mission, the better, in my understanding, the better equivalent and understanding of Risala, because sometimes Risala means and refers to a message that is delivered. Oh, Risala means sometimes, and in this case, this is what it means, a mission. There's a mission that the Prophet has. He wasn't supposed to just deliver a message, we'll leave the book there and like, hey, people, this is from God, I'm done, I delivered the message. No. He implemented it. He had to lead the people in implementing those teachings. That's his risala. His risala was the reason why he established a government in Medina. His risala is the reason why he established a military. His risala is the reason why he signed treaties. His risala is the reason he did every one of those things. His risala is the reason why he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib for wilaya after him. As part of risala, it's the mission of the Prophet. The mission of establishing God's rule on earth and on a global level. Ali ibn Abi Talib is part of mawdu' al-risala. This mission is in this house. Ali ibn Abi Talib has to continue with it. Imam al-Mujtaba has to continue with it. Imam al-Husayn has to continue with it. Imam al-Hujjah continues with it. The mawdu' al-risala, the risala of the Prophet is in a house. The Prophet is the leader of that house. Every one of those in it has got to continue with that and is part of that risala, part of the mission of the Prophet. And that's why the 12th Imam is the one that will complete the mission of the Prophet. It started with the Prophet, it will be completed with Imam al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Is this ghulu? If you don't accept this, you're not Shia. You can't be Shia. What would Imam mean otherwise? Khuzanul ilm. They are the guardians of knowledge. All knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in his household, that's all of Ahlul Bayt al-Nubuwah, it includes the Prophet. All of them are khuzanul ilm. God's knowledge, all of it. It's not only Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira. That's another thing about this. Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira is a collection of ma'arif, teachings, knowledge in regards to who the Ahlul Bayt are. Every word in Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira can be confirmed with, affirmed with. And you can list a number of hadith and even verses if you correctly understand those verses of the Quran. They're khuzanul ilm. We have hadith, a number of hadith in Al-Kafi from various imams that all of the ilm that is ghaib for others, no ilm is ghaib from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is alimul ghaib wa shahada. Everything he knows, and there is knowledge that he knows and none other than him know. But whatever knowledge any creation knows, the hadith says, we know, and there's knowledge we have that no other creation has. They're khuzan al-ilm. That's what the line in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira says. And that's what the other hadith says. And that's what man indahu ilmul kitab. This kitab is ummul kitab. It's all the knowledge. There is someone besides the Prophet, because that verse makes it clear. That other person that is man indahu ilmul kitab, in the verse of the Quran, look at the verse, search those words, find the verse. That person is a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet. How is this person a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet? This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. How is he a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet if he does not witness his prophethood? Everybody heard the claim of the Prophet. They didn't witness the prophethood of the Prophet. Who witnessed the prophethood of the Prophet? Man indahu ilmul kitab. Man indahu ilmul kitab. This is ummul kitab. They have knowledge of ummul kitab. Knowledge of Ummul Kitab. So that person is other than the Prophet. That doesn't mean the Prophet doesn't have it. It's suggesting that other person has it. It's not denying it from the Prophet. And here in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, it's all of the Ahlul Bayt. That includes the Prophet. Khuzanul Ilm, the verse of the Holy Quran, confirms this. This is ghulub. Ma'adinur Rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rahmah towards his creation has a ma'din. Not for him, in his creation. That ma'din of Rahmah, that source that he created a whole mine full of Rahmah. What is that? The Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. All of the knowledge, all of the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards his creation. He first created a ma'adin, a mine full, and then that mine is then distributed in everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that way. This is ghulub. This is the only thing that can be true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, in this way. He has created them. None of it's theirs. That's exactly what this means. Ghulub would be to consider someone at a level of uluhiyah, to consider them God, like the misconception that Christians have regarding Jesus, because they have a twisted understanding of what the Bible says regarding Jesus. Jesus is not God, he's not the Son of God, he's none of that. He's one of the greatest creations of God. One of the greatest manifestations of God. As he says himself, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He's Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a great title. He's Abdullah. He's Ruhullah. Who called him that? God called him that. God says Jesus is Ruhullah. Is that ghulub? God says he's Ruhullah. Whatever they have is God's ma'adinur rahmah. Ma'adinur rahmah, can it exist on its own? Did they make themselves ma'adinur rahmah? No. God made them ma'adinur rahmah. A ma'adin is limited. God is infinite. If you say this is God's attribute and you're attributing it to the Ahlul Bayt, you have committed shirk there. You've committed worse than that, kufr. You've committed limitation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not ma'adin al-rahmah, he's infinite. Ma'adin is finite. It's finite, he's infinite. He's infinite. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. To all of the mercy that we see in creation, God has given And he has made it come from a source, just like the water that you see comes from a source. He made these large sources of water, these oceans. And then from that, he evaporates that water. He makes it move in whatever direction and pour down in rain wherever he wants. And it seeps into the earth wherever he wants. And so you find water elsewhere. Who made those oceans? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did they become the sources of water? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sources of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Ahlul Bayt sources of rahmah. Ma'adinur rahmah. It's not ghulu. You're mushrik if you think that's God's attribute that is being attributed to the Ahlul Bayt. No, that's not God's attribute. It's subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. He's infinite, he's not finite. A ma'din is finite. The Ahlul Bayt are finite, they're not infinite. They're in ma'din al-rahma, all the mercy, divine mercy that we receive is divine mercy manifested in the Ahlul Bayt. And he chose to create that ma'din first, and from that, every other manifestation of rahma. I think the example of water on earth is a good example. There's a source for it. He created that source, those oceans and seas. Imam al-Hadi, salamullah alayhi, gave us a ziyara. What's the difference between this ziyara that we have from Imam al-Hadi in these same teachings that we have in the words of the other imams and wherever they can be found? What's the difference? And why is this being attacked? Because ziyara jama'a kabira is something that you say to the imams. You say with love, you say it, and you're told to repeat it. The other ahadith are scattered here, there. If a person reads this one, if a person reads that one, all of these have been compiled in one ziyara, and then we're told every one of the imams, the Holy Prophet, the imams, Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha, you go to read this. Repeat this and repeat this and repeat this. It causes a deeper and deeper and deeper understanding of who the Ahlul Bayt are. And you're able to correct your relationship towards them based on this text. And understand your relationship with them and understand their relationship with Allah. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that ziyarah. The result is that taqarrub, the closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one is able to acquire. The closeness to the character of the imams that one can acquire. A character that makes Imam al-Husayn, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Kazim, Imam al-Rida, Imam al-Taqi al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi al-Naqi, Imam al-Askari, Imam al-Hujja, unwavering, regardless of what the situation is. Undefeatable. A mu'min gets closer to that character. Imam Khomeini becomes unwavering. They plot and plot and plot and try to pay him lip service, pay him whatever, just stop. Well, through Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, he's gotten closer to those characters. No. Ayatollah Khomeini, the Maraji', the Mujahideen, no matter what is brought, whether it's a bribe or a threat, doesn't matter what it is, what level of a bribe, what level of threat, doesn't matter. When you read this with love towards the Ahlul Bayt, you address them, you remind yourself of them in this way, you get closer to that, therefore they attack this. A person who considers the Ahlul Bayt sacred and not simply just another person. When you consider them just another scholar, then their view and another scholar's view, just different views. And so you're not going to take what they say necessarily. You won't have that firm belief that what they say is the word of God, which weakens your position. And you won't take their guidance as the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just won't. If they're just ordinary scholars, the way we understand text, they understand text. They're righteous, we can be righteous too. Another person can be righteous too. No, whatever they said and did is exactly what God wanted them to do. That's not book knowledge. That's not book knowledge. That's khuzanul ilm. If you connect with the Ahlul Bayt in that way, if they are khuzanul ilm, God made them protectors and preservers of knowledge. They hold the keys to divine knowledge. If you want divine knowledge, you got to go to them. Well, if you go to them, that means divine knowledge is going to come to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, meaning the guidance He put in the Ahlul Bayt. He will deliver that to you. Therefore, again, that example, Imam Khomeini, how did he know this is the time to come to back to Iran? They said, we're going to shoot the plane down. He said, no, this is the time. He said, no, we're going to shut down the airport. No, this is the time. He said, but they're going to kill you. No, this is the time. Where did that guidance come from? Khuzanul ilm. If you connect with the Ahlul Bayt through this ziyarah, that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the knowledge that He has under the protection of the Ahlul Bayt. He's granted to them. They have it. And they give it to whomever God wants them to give. And God wants them to give it to those who connect to them. They attack and attack. We are the Shia of Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. We are the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who can claim that this Ziyara goes against and changes the direction of the tashayyu of Ali ibn Abi Talib? Did Ali ibn Abi Talib say, we're just normal human beings? Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi. Ali ibn Abi Talib, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told the others that he knew they were going to disobey his command in regards to Ali ibn Abi Talib, said to them, the chapter has been revealed. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In this chapter, God says, on the night of Qadr, which is the hadith says, the angels come every year. This happens yearly. It's an annual process. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنَ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّمْ. He asked them, who do these angels come down to now? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you. He said, after me. So we don't know, you know. He said, Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet said, they are khuzanul ilm. The Prophet said, they have connection with the unseen. The Prophet said, they had connection with the angels. So this is ghuluw. The Prophet said this. They added this later on. Who added this later on? The Prophet said this. When the Prophet says, عَلِيٌ مَعَ الْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ مَعَ عَلِيٍّ يَدُورُ حَيْثُ مَا دَارٍ. Truth revolves around Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is Rasulullah وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He's a messenger of God, someone sent by Allah to guide the people. Every word he says is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? He says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is ma'al haqq. He's with the truth. And the truth is with Ali. Yaduru haythu madar. The truth is, wherever Ali goes, that's where the truth is. That's where the haqq is. An ordinary human being? Ulama abrar? How can a righteous scholar be الحق مع علي يدور حيث مدار. An ordinary person, even as righteous as they are, an ordinary person, you can make a mistake. The only way that الحق مع علي يدور حيث مدار, the only way that's possible is that Ali is Ma'adinul Rahmah. Ali is Khazinul Ilm, one of the Khuzanul Ilm. Ali is, as the Prophet said, the one that these angels come min bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. Min kulli amr. All the affairs, the amr of Allah, it all comes down to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Then, as the Prophet said, Hasan ibn Ali, Husayn ibn Ali. Stop deceiving people. You yourselves are deceived. You are misguided. You have chosen to go to hell. Stop fooling people with this language. No. Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira is the manifest of tashayyu'. Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira is the manifest of Islam and the leaders of Islam, the Holy Prophet, Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, and the 11 ma'soom imams of the progeny of Imam al-Husayn, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. It's important that we have this. It's important that we believe in these. It's important that we understand them. It's important to pay close attention when the people, you should be able to realize that these are not the ones you get your Islam from. People who choose to be under the protection of the shaitan. People who choose kuffar over the believers. Are they the ones you get your Islam from? People who want approval from academia, which is the center of shaitani knowledge. This is the great Satan. The West is shaitan. The centers of knowledge that they have created is for Iblis. Be it that, yeah, some believers go there, and because of their good intentions and their good direction, they are not part of that system. Those who choose really not to be, and they fight the system. But those centers are created by shayateen. The objective set for them is set by shayateen. And then we have people that left the Muslim world. They came here. They want acceptance, approval, recognition from these people. La'natullah alayhim. And all the only way that you can get recognition is for you to formulate a wrong opinion with the language you have learned from the Islamic centers, formulate the opposite of that in a language that sounds like the original. And it's like, oh, mashallah, they'll use that language too. You know, these stupid politicians, like, oh, he said, inshallah, la'natullah alayh, and on his inshallah. That inshallah is the word of shaitan. And they'll say mashallah to some of these academics as well. You want to get your Islam from these people? Then go their direction. Go. But Islam comes from its sources. Ziyarah Jama'a Kabira is one of the definite ziyarat of the Ahlul Bayt. And it's necessary for us to read, understand, believe, and repeatedly say it to the Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, through that, we're able, as we read in that ziyarah, this is, God knows this is the truth. Man ata'akum faqad ata'a Allah. Whoever obeys you, they have obeyed Allah. Man ahabbakum faqad ahabba Allah. Whoever loves you, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa man abghadakum faqad abghada Allah. Whoever hates you, they have hated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want that love. We want to love Imam al-Hadi. We want to remember the shrine of Imam al-Hadi. And as soon as we remember it, we want tears to come down our faces. We want to love going to Samarra, even if they blow us up on the way. We want to love that. We want to love to go to Baqi'. We want to love to go to Najaf. We want to love to go to Mashhad. We want to love to go to Karbala. We want to love to go to Kadhimiyyah. No matter what the cost is, we love them. We want that love. And we want to increase that love. Why? Because, من أحبكم فقد أحب الله.
That will increase our love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be more obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll become ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone who has hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt, hates God as well. It's the hatred of the Ahlul Bayt that they have, that they say Ziyarah Jama'ah Kabira is not from Islam. And therefore, فَقَدْ أَبْغَضَ اللَّهِ. There's no deen. So people don't have a deen. Inshallah, we have and we continue. Inshallah. Sallallahu alayk. Ya Aba al-Hasan. Sallallahu alayka ya Mawla. يا أبا الحسن يا علي بن محمد أيها الهادي النقي روحي فداك روحي فداك Let's all take our hearts to the beautiful shrine of Imam al-Hadi. Let's all go to Samarra. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawlana. يا إمام الهادي. They force you to leave the city of the Prophet, your city, as they did with your forefathers. Imam al-Kadhim was forced to leave. Imam al-Ridha was forced to leave. Imam al-Jawad was forced to leave. Now Imam al-Hadi is forced to leave. This time the destination is Samarra. The Mu'askar, the military base of the Abbasids, where they can have more surveillance over the Imam, limit the access of his followers to him, and limit his access to his followers. Try to stop his leadership and stop his movement. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. You fought against that, and as dire and difficult the conditions were, the limitations were, you guided the Ummah. Ashhadu annaka جاهدت في الله حق جهاد حتى أتاك اليقين. We believe that in regards to all of the Ahlul Bayt, يا إمام الهادي, we ask you to give us the tawfiq to come to your shrine, visit you and visit your son, Imam Hassan al-Askari. And we ask you to give us the opportunity to be able to visit Imam al-Hujjah, your grandson. Ruhi fidaakum. I have not seen the account describing the way the poison was given to Imam al-Hadi, but we are certain that the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, Banu Abbas in this case, they poisoned the Imam. They caused his death. Ruhi fida.
يا إمام الهادي We ask you by the right of your son, Imam al-Hasan al-Zakki al-Askari, that you give us more ma'rifah towards yourself and your fathers and your sons. Ya Imam al-Hadi, I'm not sure how your last moments went by, what part of you felt the pain of the poison given to you, what reaction your body had towards the poison. But I'm sure when it happened, as difficult as it was, you were in your house, you had your son by you. You had your family by you. Yes, the enemies attacked you in that way, but they had to do it in this way, where they kept you in your house, with your family, with your son. I think you would agree with us, Ya Imam al-Hadi. Perhaps you yourself, in those last moments, you were thinking of your grandfather, Imam al-Hussein. Or perhaps you were thinking of your mother, the lady Fatima al-Zahra. They came to her house in broad daylight and broke down her door in broad daylight. She had to come out towards the masjid to protect Ali while blood was dripping from her. Perhaps you were thinking of your grandfather, Imam al-Hussein, that he watched all of his companions and the male children of his and his brothers, Abbas and others, go to the battlefield one by one, get mutilated one by one, and then him stand and call al-Minnas. هل من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله. We hear this, you know it. Perhaps you were seeing it in those moments. Hussein is on the ground. The throat that once used to be kissed by the Holy Prophet is now being slit by Shem. La'natullahi ala. Even that wasn't enough. They rode their horses over the corpse of the Imam and his companion. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. اللهم إنا نسألك وندعوك اسمك العظيم الأعظم بالزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع في عبك يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب
ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى محبتها وليائك. Allah, send the return of our Imam. Allow us to be his true and close companions. Ya Allah, help all those who are helping your cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, more so our leader. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask you to relieve us all of the pandemic. Allow us to be together again in congregations, dua, fasting, prayers. Today was, or tonight was Laylatul Raqa'ib. We would be together, congregating and performing the amal. Ya Allah, relieve us of this pandemic so we can do that again. It's the month of Rajab, Ya Allah. Last year we were able to perform all these a'mal, a'mal of Umm Dawood on the 15th of the month together. This year, this pandemic is causing limitations. Ya Allah, allow us to come together and perform these acts of worship for you. Remember you and the ones you want us to remember, the Prophet and his household. Ya Allah, we ask you to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabiyyi wa Alih. Rahim Allah man qara al-Fatihata ma'a salawat.